I said, take off your clothes.
But you saw everything last night.
But I need to check something. Only for 3 seconds.
Ever spend the night at the woman's place?
Never.
What about when a woman's at your place?
I tell her I get insomnia. Anything. Besides, I have a very narrow bed.
Are you afraid of women, doctor?
Of course.
I really like you, Tomáš. You are the complete opposite of Kitsch. In the kingdom of Kitsch, you would be a monster. No way.
Sabina, I've got to go.
Room 6. op.
Thank you.
Can you charge it to my room?
Yes, of course. Oh, that's funny. You're in room 6.
So?
And my shift finishes at 6.
And at 6, I have to be back in Prague. Well, around 6. Your bench?
Yes, I come here every day to read, to the same bench. Isn't that funny?
Yes. What are you reading?
Anna Karenina by Tolstoy.
Oh, yes. That Anna Karenina.
I would have come earlier, but my mother...
You live with your mother? Well, I've checked out of my room.
Are you leaving?
Yes, it's getting late. I just came for an operation. A colleague of mine was supposed to come, but he injured himself, so. Well, maybe I'll come back sometime.
Why would you come back here? It's so boring. Nobody here reads. Nobody here discusses anything. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do. Well. Nice to meet you. Goodbye.
Tomás.
Are you only searching for pleasure? Or is every woman in New Land whose secrets you want to discover? You want to know what she's going to say when she makes love? Or how she'll smile? How she'll whisper, groan, scream?
Maybe the very smallest, unimaginable details. Tiny things that make one woman totally unlike any other.
What's my detail, Doctor?
Your hat, Sabina.
Comes from my grandfather's grandfather. He lived a long, long time ago. A long time ago. Tomáš, what are you looking at?
Your eyes.
Hello.
Hello.
So, you are in Prague.
Just arrived. I have friends to see. I'm here on some business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for another job.
Why don't you come in?
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Take off your clothes.
Excuse me. Mister, I've got a call on the train.
Perhaps I better take a look at you. Come here. Hands cold.
Very tickly.
Is it hurt there? Look up. Down. Left. Right. Don't worry.
doctor.
A bit higher. That's it.
Breathe. Again. Go. That's fine.
Up we go.
Everything looks fine. Fine.
Open your mouth.
Tomáš, they called from Geneva. They are still offering you that job.
Why should I go to Geneva? Everything's fine here.
Well, I hope so. You think the Russians won't interfere? Think about what happened in Hungary.
Well, they couldn't. The world wouldn't allow it. Besides, we have socialism with a human face. Who could be against it?
Ah, my patient is here.
Which one? Pigs are not allowed.
Told him to wait in the truck.
But we will make an exception.
Hello, Doctor. You are not angry with me because I brought Mephisto.
Look, Doctor.
A gift for
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you.
So, Pavel. We operated A month ago?
Yes.
Any pains?
No.
Dizziness? Headaches?
No.
Good. You can get back to your farm. We just need a small procedure to replace the bone flap.
What time shall I expect your visit tonight?
I'm sorry I can't make it tonight.
Too bad.
How about tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow night. So what I heard was right. Somebody has moved into your place.
No.
I have my spies. Goodbye, doctor. Here. You must have come without your sock.
How could I have come without it? I wouldn't wear only one sock, would I?
You've been very absent-minded lately. Always in a hurry. Always looking at your watch. I'll lend you one of my stockings.
You want me to put this on?
It's cold out, doctor.
You think I'm doing something silly? Maybe. How can I know?
What are we talking about?
Teresa. If I had two lives, in one life I could invite her to stay at my place, and in the second life I could kick her out. Then I could compare and see which had been the best thing to do. But we only live once. Life's so light. Like an outline we can't ever fill in or correct, make any better. It's frightening. Listen, Sabina, she's looking for something to do here in Prague, and I...
You want me to help her?
She's not qualified for anything, but she takes beautiful pictures. I was wondering if you might, I don't know.
You mean you want me to help you?
Thank you.
Let's have some tea.
Yes. Why don't you fix it?
Yeah, sure.
It's very messy around here. I always try not to get too attached to a place, to objects. Or to people. Teresa, come over here. I want to show you some pictures. You know Man Ray?
No. I like this one
very much. It is Lee Miller.
She's so
beautiful. Trying something different. Searching for a new beauty.
Yes. Something higher.
Here's the tea I made.
Was at her place. Sabina's. In a studio. And you were making love to her. In that big bed of hers. And you made me stand by a wall. Not move at all. You made me watch. From seeing you, that I started to pierce needles under my fingernails to stop the pain in my heart. It hurt so much. Why did you do it to me?
It was just a dream. Try to sleep.
Can't sleep.
Come here. Can't sleep. Sleep in my arms. Like a baby bird. Like a tiny parrot.
Can you tell?
I always ask myself, does it show in a man's face? Oh, we judge by the face of a man if he is a scoundrel or not.
Let's look at them. Scoundrel.
Know you, scoundrel.
What would you say about Tomas?
Cool. He's definitely scoundrel.
Why? Is it the mouth? The sly eyes?
No, it's carefully hidden in the brain.
Such things are hidden in all of our brains.
So, what makes the difference?
Maybe only 1 millionth part. Maybe there is no difference. These men don't even know if they're scoundrels or not.
More than 100,000 people were imprisoned, tortured, executed in their regime.
And now these men cry out that they didn't know anything. That they were misled or manipulated. That they were innocent.
Not innocent, but unaware, perhaps.
Oh, please. They had to know what they were doing. Otherwise, it's unthinkable.
Here's it. Doesn't matter whether they knew or not. I've been thinking about Oedipus.
Good King Oedipus. Is sleeping with your mother the same sort of crime?
When Oedipus realized that he had killed his father unknowingly. Unknowingly killed his father. And was sleeping with his mother. And that because of his crimes, plagues were ravaging his city. He couldn't bear the sight of what he'd done. Plucked out his own eyes and left. But he did not feel innocent. He felt he had to punish himself. But
our leaders, unlike Oedipus,
they felt they were innocent. And when the atrocities of the Stalinist period became known, they cried, "We didn't know. We weren't aware of what was going on. Our conscience is clear." But the differences. Important difference.
They stayed in power.
And they should have plucked their eyes out.
All I'm saying is that morality has changed since Oedipus.
Down.
I'm not a writer.
Oh, no, it will be published for sure. All about political situations, isn't it?
I don't really care about politics.
What do you care about? Is something bothering you?
No, why?
What's wrong?
Nothing. No. When I watched you dancing with another man, I thought to myself, he could be her lover.
You're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous.
You are.
I'm not jealous, Teresa.
He's jealous.
No, he isn't. Who's he?
He's jealous. He's jealous.
I'm not jealous.
He's jealous. He's jealous. Right.
Whatever you say, Teresa.
He's jealous.
I'm not jealous.
You are.
I'm not so bad.
You're jealous.
I'm not jealous.
No. You are. You are.
Let go.
I want you. You are jealous. You are.
I'm not.
You are.
No, 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 no.
Will you marry me?
What? No.
Will you marry me?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Would you be my witness?
Of course!
I'll have to buy Mephisto a black tie. Did you have Mephisto a black tie?
My dear fiancés, I am welcoming you from the deep bottom of my heart on this very special day, when you freely decided to be legally man and wife. I suppose that both of you know your duties in supporting each other, and I am sure both of you know your own medical records. I have to tell you this. Don't think life is a walk on a sunny meadow. Life isn't a walk on a sunny meadow, and life isn't a walk on a rose garden. Our socialist country has done much for you. Now it's up to you. I make you laugh.
No.
You are laughing at me? I refuse to go on. In this country, is nothing sacred anymore. You can be serious. You don't deserve to be married.
Let's call him Tolstoy. When I met you for the first time, you were reading Tolstoy.
It can't be Tolstoy. It's a girl. Oh. It's a girl. Oh. How about Anna Karenina?
Doesn't look at all like Anna Karenina. Look at that face. It's a man's face. It looks more like Anna's husband. Let's call her Karenin.
I like it very much. King Oedipus.
It's a very good idea. And with those changes, we can publish next week. Eva, will you type this, please?
Now we can publish a piece like this. It's fantastic. Think about it. Complete rehabilitation of the people who were prosecuted. Complete freedom of speech, of the press. Emancipation from the Russians. That's all we wanted.
And you think the Russians will let us emancipate?
What can they do? Nothing, Doctor. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Keep on writing.
Thanks, but surgery is easier.
take me to them.
Oh, you're awake.
Take me to them.
To whom?
To the other women. Take me to them when you make love to them. I'll undress them for you. I'd like to. Really. I'll give them a bath. And I'll bring them to you. I'll do anything you like. Other women's bodies will be our place.
Teresa, what are you talking about?
I know you see other women. I know it. You can't hide it from me. Every day I try to tell myself, well, it's nothing. It's not important. It's just playing around. I can't resist it. But he loves me. I know he loves me. I'm sure about that. He loves me. He loves me. But I can't stand it. I tried harder. I just can't. Take me to them. Don't leave me alone.
Teresa, calm down. Stop talking. Try to sleep. You need some sleep now.
I don't want to sleep. I know you're tired of me. I know that. I can see it in your eyes.
Thank you.
them.
Good. Take these. Have them published, please.
That we love you. That we always loved you. That we came to protect you.
To protect? To protect us from what?
Did you give your pictures to foreigners?
Yes, I did.
Do you realize that you could be shot for that?
They are identifying people from our photographs.
Это ваша камера?
Какая камера?
Это ваша камера? Я уверен, что это ваша.
Что?
Is it your camera?
No.
I'm sure it's yours. Who is this man, please? Who is this man?
Never seen him before.
It's you.
No.
I'm sure it's you.
Definitely not.
It's you.
No.
Good luck. You too.
The invasion of our country constitutes a clear act of aggression against an independent country. Our Czech people had the right and the duty to fight against the aggressor. People who don't have the courage to fight with arms in their hands do not deserve freedom.
So why did you emigrate? Go back and fight. It's very easy for you here to tell other people to fight.
One day, everybody will be asked, what did you do against the communist regime?
Excuse me. Excuse me. I wanted to ask you something.
Well, what do you want to ask?
Why did you do that back there?
Why do you want to know? Who are you?
My name is Franz. I came to that meeting to listen. No, I'm not from the police. I'm a professor at the university.
Well, I have nothing in common with these people. The only things that hold them together are the defeats and the reproaches they address to one another.
But it's hard to be in exile. People feel abandoned. They feel a lack of understanding. They feel at a loss. They feel lonely. But your country is occupied. Are you indifferent to that?
I can't stand pointing fingers and I can't stand raised fists.
So what do you want to do?
I want to go to lunch. I'm hungry.
When I was a student in Paris, I liked the demonstrations, the marches, the crowds, the shouting. I liked to be part of it. The whole world looked like a grand march to me. Ever onward to a better world.
Me too. I marched every year.
Really?
Yes, but I was forced to march. Everybody was. The May Day parade, all the girls dressed the same, everybody smiling, everybody throwing flowers. I could never keep in step. The girls behind me would purposely step on my heels.
What happened to your country is a tragedy.
You think so?
Of course. There was hope. They killed it.
You are not going to become boring, are you? Waiter. Can you stop that noise?
Noise?
Yes. What do you call music?
I have to ask the manager.
Everywhere music's turning into noise. Look, these plastic flowers. They even put them in water. And look out there. Those buildings. The uglification of the world. The only place we can find beauty is if its persecutors have overlooked it. It's a planetary process. And I can't stand it.
Is anything wrong?
Wrong, wrong. Everything is fine.
Well, it's just that noise. Could you stop it?
It sounds like dirty water.
I'm sorry, sir. The other customers do like this noise.
How can they eat food and listen to shit?
Well, in that case, we look for a place with better taste.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you didn't mind leaving that place.
Just the opposite. I like to leave places. I like to leave. So, I hope you're not having a bad time.
Oh, not at all, no. But I have a train to catch in an hour. I'm giving a lecture in Torino tomorrow. And...
You travel by train?
Always.
I love trains. They are so erotic.
By the way, my wife owns an art gallery. Maybe she could help you.
Oh, you are married?
Yes.
Watch out! Be careful.
That's good work. But it's too late. Russians in Prague, we've seen these everywhere. The events are too remote now. It's over.
But Dan, nothing is over. Everybody still demands that the Russians leave. There are strikes all over the country and protests. But here, nobody seems to care anymore.
There is a story about the nudists in France.
Oh, thank you. Hey, just have a look. Superb photographs of Prague.
Oh.
It's a pity we're just getting them now.
Here, have them, it's mine. Of course, they have nothing to do with you. Not
at all. They are the same.
There's nothing wrong with the human body. It's normal. And everything normal is beautiful. You have a terrific sense of the female body. These provocative poses. You'd be a top-notch fashion photographer. You ought to get yourself a model to work with. Make a portfolio for the agencies. But for now, I can introduce you to the editor of our garden section.
Yeah, sure.
They also need shots of cactuses and roses and things.
Cactuses? No. You're too kind, really. But I'd rather be a waitress or stay at home.
But will you be fulfilled sitting at home?
What am I going to do? Take pictures of naked women? Why does everybody want to see pictures of naked women? Are they that interesting?
See you later.
Are you working this afternoon?
Yes, I'll be back later. You'll be all right?
Yes, I suppose so.
With me to Amsterdam in 2 days.
I've seen Amsterdam.
You have?
A friend of mine once sent me a postcard from there. It's taped up over my toilet. Haven't you noticed? Tell me, Franz. Why do you always have to take me to another city? Why don't you ever want to make love to me in Geneva?
I told you.
Tell me again.
Because I couldn't go home and go to bed with my wife.
You mean you couldn't go from one bed to another bed the same day?
That's right.
Why?
I feel it would be humiliating to my wife, to me, and to you. Might seem ridiculous, but that's the way it is. I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Say you come with me.
I'll come with you. Good to see you.
How are you?
Fine. I'm fine.
Did Teresa come with you?
Of course.
Good. How is she?
She's so-so. She's okay. She's looking for a job.
Good. I'd like to see her sometime.
Yeah, sure, of course. What about you?
Fine. I'm fine. I met another man.
Uh-huh.
He's the best man I've ever met.
Oh.
He's bright, handsome.
Uh-huh.
And he's crazy about me.
Good.
And he's married.
Good.
There's only one thing. He doesn't like my hat.
Your hat? Your hat makes me want to cry, Sabina. I'll call you. I'll see you soon.
Said that I should do some nude shots and
nude shots.
Nude shots.
For that, we'd better have a drink first. Take the glass. How is the mash?
Fine. Haven't you seen him?
No.
Thank you.
Look at me. Take off your clothes.
What?
Now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to be naked.
Take off your clothes.
Wait.
Look at me, Teresa.
From Prague, another crazy chick. She's modeling for me. Or I am for her, or something.
I've left her.
What?
I've left my wife. I've left my wife.
What did she say?
Don't forget your tuxedo. She even helped me to pack. We're still friends, I think. I have to go back home to get some more things. My books, my tuxedo. And I want to make sure she's all right. We didn't argue. I know you agree. We have to live in a glass house where there are no secrets. We couldn't live in lies anymore. We have to live in truth. Sabina, would you mind if I stayed here for a while? If it's no imposition. Until I get my bearings. If it's all right, I'll come back tomorrow. And, goodbye, Teresa. See you again, I'm sure.
Thank you. Maybe I should have stayed. Stop running. Stop leaving. Franz was such a good man.
So, what are you going to do now?
Leave. I don't know. I'll go to Paris, maybe. Or to America.
Come to me.
You want to see America?
Sometime.
Maybe I'm seeing you for the last time.
Maybe.
I'm supposed to help you.
But I can't.
Instead of being your support, I'm your weight. Life is very heavy to me. And it is so light to you. I can't bear this lightness, this freedom. I'm not strong enough. In Prague, I only needed you for love. In Switzerland, I was dependent on you for everything.
What would happen if you abandoned me?
I'm weak. I'm going back to the country of the weak.
Thank you.
You all right?
Yes, fine.
And Karenin?
Fine, too.
What are you going to do here?
I really don't like to do this. I shouldn't have to do this.
You remember the article that you wrote about King Oedipus, how the communist leaders should have put out their eyes?
Yes, I'd almost forgotten.
Well, they haven't. I've prepared this little letter, sort of retraction. You just say you got it wrong, you really didn't understand. You sign, that's all. No, let's understand. They're not asking for the public declaration. They're just prudent bureaucrats. They've given me their word. They won't publish anything. I need you, Tomáš. I hope I can keep you. You're not a writer, a journalist, savior of the country. You're a doctor, scientist. This article so terribly important to you?
It couldn't be less important.
It's nice to see you back. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Thanks, fine. So, are you going to sign the thing?
What thing?
Your retraction.
Tell me, Yuji, what do you know about my retraction? Have you read it?
No. You know how things work.
But who told you I had agreed to go along with it?
See you.
<ya. laughs>
Well, I suppose a lot of them have signed these letters. They're kept on file. They know they can be published at any moment, so they keep quiet. They can't say anything anymore. They accept everything. Cowardice slowly becomes a rule of life. Yes, I have the feeling that everyone would be very happy to see me sign.
Everyone but me.
For you.
There is nothing you can do for me, Doctor. I represent the Ministry of the Interior. Everybody at the Ministry regrets seeing you here. You are one of our best brain specialists. And just between us, maybe I shouldn't say it. We don't all agree with the drastic tactics that are removing our top specialists from their posts. One can only be sorry about all this. May I?
Please.
You had a very good position in Geneva, and you came back to our country. We very much appreciate your having returned. But your place is at the operating table.
I couldn't agree more.
Everybody agrees. Then, tell me, Doctor, do you really think that communists should pluck out their own eyes? You have healed so many people.
That wasn't what I meant.
But that's how everyone understood it, and we can only regret it. How can you... How can you let people think that you, a doctor, want to deprive human beings of the right to see? Maybe someone gave you the idea to write this article.
No, no one.
The people who published it, did you know them?
No.
You never spoke to them?
Once they asked me to come by. But...
Why?
To discuss the article.
And who was it you talked to?
One of the editors.
What was his name?
I don't remember. I have no idea.
What did he look like?
I can't remember.
Tell me the truth, Doctor.
He was tall, with short blonde hair.
A little stooped,
Perhaps.
And how did he react? What did he say exactly?
He asked me to make some changes.
So, you might have been manipulated, Doctor. Used, whether you meant to or not. Your article contributed to the anti-communist hysteria. Nobody requires a doctor to understand politics. Of course. We can't allow a politically suspicious man to operate on brains. We have here another declaration. I would advise you to sign.
This temporary error due to bad influences from so-called intellectuals doesn't in any way put in doubt my faithfulness to the Communist Party or my admiration for the Soviet Union.
Of course, Doctor, it's only a proposition, a first draft. If there is something you want to change, after all, it's your statement. Just a paper to keep in their files. It's nothing. Just in case someone reproaches them for letting you work here.
Good evening, Excellency.
Why do they call him Excellency?
He was an ambassador in Vienna. Before.
Give me a cognac.
Are you 18?
Yes.
May I see your identification card? Drunk.
Give me a drink. Beautiful legs. I watched you in the street. At you. I love you.
You have no right to serve alcohol to minors.
But that was lemonade.
You think I did not see what else you put into his lemonade?
What are you talking about?
I've been keeping an eye on you for some time now.
Well, why not be grateful that you're looking at a beautiful woman and keep your mouth shut?
You stay out of this. What business is it of yours?
And what business is it of yours, my friend?
Well,
thanks.
I don't mention it.
That man comes here all the time. He's terribly unpleasant.
Forget him. Promise me you won't think about him anymore.
I promise.
I like hearing you make me promises. Now, what is a beautiful girl like you doing in this terrible part of Prague?
What are you doing here?
What I'm doing here, I'm living here. I'm an engineer. I just stopped there by chance.
I live very near here.
You.
Yes.
May I see you for a moment?
I have all these windows to do.
Oh, don't worry about it. Come. Come in.
Don't worry about the window. I'll tell them all the work has been done. A glass of wine.
Thank you. That would be very nice.
Sit down.
I've heard so much about you. And suddenly when I saw you, I said to myself, what a coincidence. He's the one who can help me. Of course, I'll pay for the consultation. I've had a pain in my back for a few months, and I would like to get your opinion about it.
Take off your clothes.
It's here.
What's the matter? What's wrong? What's wrong?
You forgot to wash your hair.
What are you talking about, please?
Your hair smells of a...
What?
Another woman's sex.
I thought you had come back here for me.
I did come back here for you, Teresa. What are you saying?
Then why do you keep seeing other women?
I don't know what to say to you.
I know. You've explained it to me a thousand times. There is love and there is sex. And sex is entertainment like football. I know it's light. I wish I could believe you, but how can someone make love without being in love? I just don't know. Let me try. You'd reject me if I tried.
I wish I could be like you.
Strong.
Come in. It's a very simple place I have here. I hope you don't mind. Come
no,
in.
Not at all. All these books are yours?
Yes. What do you want to drink?
Anything.
Wine?
No wine. Coffee?
Okay. I'm going to fix them.
Shall I take your coat?
Yes.
Sit down.
Thank
you. I'm very glad you came here.
I didn't want to come here.
Of course not.
There is somebody here. Behind that curtain.
You're being silly.
Throw aside the curtain.
I told you. You're being silly.
So why don't you throw aside the curtain, please?
Feel that you want. What are you looking at? Very well set up. A young, provocative drunkard. Then the other one. The one who attacked you. And the third one who gained your confidence just because he took your side.
The engineer.
The so-called engineer. Why do you look afraid? You have nothing to be afraid of.
But I want to see him. At his place. With my dog and a friend. He offered us some coffee.
How do you know it was his place? They have a lot of places they can use.
Pretty cheap place for an engineer.
You know what they do with foreign diplomats? A beautiful girl, an apartment, a hidden camera. Then they blackmail the poor man. And he does what he is told to do. That's Vienna in 61. That's me there, just behind Kennedy and Khrushchev. I'm in the back, you can hardly see me.
But are you sure he was from the police?
Not sure of anything. Anybody can be from the police. Maybe your engineer is a real engineer. Who knows? They know. Now they have what they wanted. Now you are afraid.
We were in Switzerland, then we left Switzerland. Now you want to leave again. Why? I don't understand.
Prague has grown so ugly.
No. I know there's another reason.
Mephisto is big now. Ah, look, look.
Look, Mephisto's here.
Ah! Oi.
Karen in prefers Mephisto to dogs. She thinks all the dogs are silly.
You know why I love Mephisto? Because he's very bright, but at the same time, he doesn't know anything. After all, he doesn't know that life is impossible here now. Nothing left here.
the charge is gone. No place to drink beer now.
If you two ever change your mind, it won't be easy to leave.
We'll never leave.
I don't like the way she's running.
Yes, you're right. Karenin, come on. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on.
Come on. Come
on. What is that? It's from the vet. It's the result of the tests.
What did they say?
Cancer.
Oh, look at that. Look at it. Oh, it smells so good. Look.
Come on.
Dr. Teresa loves it, though. Oh, look at that.
I was supposed to love my mother. But not to love this dog. You know, Tomáš? Maybe I love her more than I love you. Not more. I mean, in a better way. I'm not jealous of her. I don't want her to be different. I don't ask her for anything back.
I don't think we should wait. If we do, she'll have to go through terrible pain.
You should do it yourself.
Yeah.
smiling. He's smiling.
Just hold her and talk to her.
Come on, turn around.
Let go. Let go. Hold that arm.
You've
dislocated your shoulder, and I'm going to put it back for you. It's going to hurt. You ready? And again. One more time. Come on.
Do you feel better?
Beautiful today.
You damn idiot. Teresa is always pretty.
Yes, I know. But especially today. Seeing you in this beautiful dress makes me want to dance with you.
Oh, yes. Let's all go and dance.
Yeah, sure. But where?
I know where. We can go over to Milostein. It's 40 kilometers away.
I'll drive.
I'll drink.
And we'll take you and Mephisto, the dancing pig. And all the women will faint when they get an eyeful of those two pigs.
walking it together.
Thank you.
excuse me. Hey, Sam.
I got a special letter here for you from Europe. I'll see you, Sabina.
See you. Spending the night in some small hotel. They had gone there to dance, and it was raining, and the brakes on their truck didn't work. They were killed instantly. I was their closest friend.
Sorry. Damn shame.
Come to our place for dinner tonight, if you feel up to it.
Thinking how happy I am.